safe to assume that you're not going to make all six defensive ends active on Sunday?
You know what? We haven't got to the how many of them, but, you know, we rotate those guys. And like we said, you know, we have eight starters, and if nine guys suit up, all nine guys will play.
Do you feel comfortable or solid that you might even have five active, though?
Yeah. You know, just depending on what we feel, you know, in a couple of days, you know. But, you know, the thing is, those guys, you know, the way they run to the ball, I mean, you need to keep rotating them in and, you know.
How do you work it in practice? I mean, you have – you know, based on what we saw at camp, you have Tapp, Graham, and Hunt getting a lot of rotations there. But you had so many snaps in practice at camp. Now how do you work?
Well, still, you know what it is that sometimes we have 10 plays, and what we're trying to do is, like yesterday's practice, we're trying to get them to – it's a rehearsal for the game. So we're trying to get them to go full speed. So, for example, our D linemen, they may go four straight plays, just like our DBs, and then they'll switch. We'll do the same thing with our DBs. We let our second group get a couple of plays, and then they come back for the next four plays, or depending on whether it's a 10-play script or 8-play script. So we're trying to go as fast as we can. So it's a rehearsal for the game. So really we end up rotating not just the D-line, but the linebackers and the DBs during practice.
You attack a lot of guys in the draft, young defensive players, and they seem like they had a great preseason, and you're going to need to make a lot of contributions. How confident are you at this point going into week one that all these rookies that you have, especially on defense, are going to be able to step up and make an impact?
Well, just from through camp and preseason, you know, I think the, you know, Brandon Boykins, I think you see that he's a playmaker, athletic, tough kid, smart kid. And Michael, likewise with Michael. Michael's a smart, athletic, relentless linebacker. And I think we've all seen him make the plays during preseason and practices. And so now, you know, they're getting all the reps. So they'll be ready.
How do you prepare for a running back like Trent Richardson? You guys didn't see him in the preseason game. No NFL snaps. How do you prepare for a guy?
Well, you know, the thing about what they do is they do a good job with the scheme that they run is basically the same scheme that he ran at Alabama. So really what we try to do is what we're working on is just taking care of our gaps, being gap sound so that, and now when he gets through that gap, we got to make the tackles. But as far as, you know, we know what he looked like in college. We know he's a great football player. And they're not really going to run any different schemes than what we've seen, you know, which are the schemes that fit the type of runner that he is.
What challenges it for you schematically to kind of control those Browns receivers and tight ends? When you watch those guys on tape, what do you see from those guys?
Well, they have good size, first of all, you know, and they do a good job with their offense. You know, Pat Shurmur was here before, and you know, he learned from Coach Reed. So they do schematically, they do a good job, and big receivers, and they catch the football well.
When you worked with,
how does David Sims kind of fit in? I mean, do you think he can understand the playbook enough to be able to play Sunday?
You know what? Like David said, I think David had mentioned that to y'all, that basically we have the same type of coverages. They're just different names. And that's what he's trying to get accustomed. Again, we gave him a couple of reps during practice, and we'll see here how he comes along.
Juan, you worked with Pat Shurmur and Brad Childress for many years. How does that help you as you game plan this week to go against them?
Well, you know, the thing is that I know that they're very smart guys. They do a good job. You know, they basically try to run the scheme similar to ours, maybe not exactly like ours. So, and we've gone against each other in practice. So, you know, we'll see.
D'Amico didn't make a lot of plays in the preseason. How much of that is that he's still getting acclimated to your system, and how much is it that it's just the preseason and maybe I'm overreacting?
Well, I think that D'Amico did make plays. I mean, he made plays in practice. He did things. You know, he got everybody lined up. He's been a leader for our group. I mean, he's done some good things that we see. I mean, sometimes I think it's not always judged just on tackles. But, you know, we get to see the tape. I think he's feeling comfortable with our system. He's doing a good job for young kids. I think the thing that's really special is you see him in installs, the notes that he takes, and how he prepares for games. I mean, that's invaluable. And you see the other kids sitting right next to him, and you see the way he takes notes, the way he prepares, and that's where he's really valuable to those guys.
Chance that we could see Colin Jenkins start the defensive end, play a little more there.
Well, you know, I think there's going to be a rotation. You know, there's really a couple of different groups that Wash has. You know, he has a regular first and second down guys, and then he's got the third down rush guys. So I think you'll see Colin, you know, lined up in various positions.
Do you think D'Amico is somewhat going through maybe what Namdi went through last year? And even yourself, where there's such a microscope on you guys because you're new to the position and you're new doing what you're doing, that's where the scrutiny comes from. Everybody wants to see D'Amico make an instantaneous play right now.
You know, I mean, I guess you guys are not at practice. You know, I mean, I see it in practice. You know, I've seen it in training camp. I've seen the difference that he makes in the middle. You know, and so Well, I think it's a little bit games. I think how much have they really we really played less. I mean, it begins on Sunday. You know, we really haven't played that much, you know, through the preseason. But it begins on Sunday.
Do you have to limit Jason's playing time on Sunday at all because he missed the whole preseason with the strained calf? Is he all the way back, or do you have to?
Well, I think the thing that's important there is that they're going to rotate anyway, so there's a rotation there. And so then he's really rotating anyway. And there's different groups. Like I said, there's a first and second down group rotation, and then there's a third down rotation.
Juan, what does this defense need to do in the red zone to be better than last season?
The thing that's important is that when somebody gets, first of all, is not get them, let them get down there. But if they do get down there, we don't want to give up touchdowns. You know, the thing is, if they do get down in the red zone, you know, you like to cause a turnover, or at worst, just give up 3 points.
What are you expecting to see out of Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie after the great preseason and training camp that he had?
You know, Dominique is, you know, what he wants is he wants to be labeled as a shutdown corner, and that's what he wants to do, go out there and shut down the offense's best receiver.
And going into this season than a year ago.
Well, I think the important thing for him, and just like the other guys, is that we had OTAs. So to get comfortable with the system, understand not just the coverage, but understand the concept of the coverage, what this coverage is for, what this coverage takes away, the weakness of this coverage. I think that's been real important for Dominique.
How has Fletcher Cox kind of progressed, and what kind of role do you see him having on Sunday?
Well, I mean, Fletcher's getting better and better and getting more comfortable with our system. And, again, Fletcher will end up being in that rotation. You know, we'll have 8 guys rotating and really possibly more depending on who suits up. Like I said, is that we really have 3 groups. You know, you have a first and second down group that rotates, and then you have a third down rush group.
Well, how rare is it for you? I can't remember a guy who was maybe on the practice squad last year and then came and played a very significant role. Like Cedric Thornton kind of has that potential. He's going to be in your rotation, I assume.
You know, the thing that I think that I learned a long time ago was that, you know, when you take an athlete like Cedric and you put him with a good coach, you know, that kid ends up being a player. And I think that's what you have there. You have a good athlete that came here. Even though he wasn't drafted, he was a good athlete. You know, big, athletic, wants to. And you put him with Wash, and now you can see where Cedric's coming along, you know.
Toward the end of last year, he had made a lot of strides. I mean, was there any conversation about maybe bringing him on?
Well, I think he got better and better, but I think the key where he's really improved has been the off season. You know, the off season in the weight room, the off season with Wash, and just being around here. And then the kid got a big heart now. I mean, he's fighting to try to take care of his family. So he's got a big heart, been working hard, and is a good athlete with a good coach.
Is he a guy that will always be kind of a rotational player, or do you think he can develop into something more down the road?
Well, it's hard because he is a starter. I mean, we have 8 starters. You know, that's true because they end up playing the same amount of time. I think the key there is who are the third down rushers. You know, if you want to talk about that, that's a little different. But as far as our first and second down package, you're talking about you really have 8 starters. I mean, they're going to rotate in and out, and that's the way it's going to work.
Is he a third down rusher right now? I mean, do
Well, we're still, we'll see game day.
How tough was it to let Antonio go?
I think just like for all of us, Antonio is a great kid. I think, the things that, it's just hard, but the business is hard. Jose was hard. It's a tough thing.
Like you did a couple of years ago.
I think what we're gonna do is we'll go in and try to get on third down the best rushers on the field, the best concepts, and use whatever we have to do to get to the quarterback.
Typically, do you find out much from an opener about what your team is going to do?
The hard thing again, this is really every day we're trying to get a little better and better. And better. Just like today, we'll go out there and, even though we don't have pads, we'll work the tackle circuit and work on our fundamentals. And I think it's a progression through the season. I think the Giants proved that it's every week trying to get better and better and be consistent throughout the season and then get in the playoffs and be hot at that time.
And that is Juan Castillo, Eagles defensive coordinator.